Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Did you hear me playing the kazoo? That's what this is, a kazoo. And anybody who can hum can play a kazoo. I thought we could make believe that today is Cornflake Especially's birthday, and some people could be playing kazoos. Now, let's go out to the kitchen for the next part. I've been thinking a lot about this birthday. Here are some things in my craft box here to make a party hat. Yeah, I have a big circle in here somewhere. Here it is. How to make a hat out of this. Just cut right up the middle. You know what I could do first is to make some decorations on it. Make it a very special day. And then just go like this to make the hat. Put some tape to hold it together. Maybe put something through there. Oh, here's one of these things. Fuzzy things. How about that? If you decorate a hat your own way, everybody's will be different from everybody else's. Happy birthday, happy birthday, dear friend, we sing to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Oh, let's see who's at the door. See if I can walk with this hat on. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Hillary, well, you look fancy today.
Talking about birthdays.
Well, I found it.
Oh, how people make kazoos. Do you have time to watch it?
I have a few minutes before my next delivery.
Oh, good. Come on in and tell us about it, will you?
All righty, I'll tell you all about it. You can put it into picture.
Oh, yes, I will. Put hat on the plant. Thank you.
There you go.
How people make kazoos. Great. Wondered how that process was. People make kazoos.
When people make kazoos, the first thing they do is cut out the main parts from a thin sheet of tin.
Oh, it looks a little like cookie cutter.
Yes, it does. Now, there are the cutout parts. She's taking them out of the machine.
What will she do with them?
Well, She just sets them aside.
Lots of parts there.
Lots of parts. Now this woman puts the flat pieces that were cut out into this machine, which forms them into the top part of the kazoo.
Oh, oh yeah.
There they go.
So each one of those flat pieces is going to become one of these?
That's right. Now the next step is to add the caplet, and that's what she's doing.
The caplet?
Caplet. You'll see. See, she puts it on and then places it into the machine, which presses it on and then flips it out. Now here she's doing it again. Yep, flips it out. Uh-huh. And there they are.
So then the whole top part is finished.
Well, almost. Here's where the top and the bottom parts of the kazoo are put together. She gets the parts ready. Now watch what happens.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that machine pushed the parts together.
That's right. And that's why they call that machine the pusher.
Now what's she doing?
Well, this is one of the last things they need to do. You see those little round pieces?
Yes.
They're called resonators, and they help to make the kazoo sound. She puts one into each kazoo, then screws on the cap. Mm-hmm. And she checks it carefully. And there you have finished kazoos.
Isn't that interesting? Thank you very much, Mr. McPhee.
Well, you're welcome.
Have you ever played a kazoo?
As a matter of fact, I have one right here in my pocket, and I can play...
Speedy delivery to you.
And that's what I'll say right now. I have more deliveries to do.
You bring a lot of joy with your deliveries, Mr. McPhee.
Well, thank you.
Speedy delivery.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Mr. McPhee. Before we have some make-believe, I want to do one more thing about this birthday business. Use this paper and my crayon. I want to write two words. Print them with big letters. You know what these two words are? Happy birthday. Okay, now let's get the trolley. This is a special day. I'll see you later, fish. Okay, trolley. Let's pretend that today is really Cornflake Especially's birthday. He doesn't think that anybody remembers, and that's why he put a big question mark on his factory. Well, everybody's getting ready to surprise him on his extra special day as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe.
Isn't this exciting, Miss Evelyn?
Oh, yes. I hope Corny likes everything.
I wonder if you could help me with the kazoo.
Oh, of course, Aunt Sarah.
Not quite sure I can do it just right. I'll try.
Now, simply hum something. Oh, that's very good.
Oh, well, that's fun, yes. A fairly simple musical... Oh, look who's here.
Oh, yes. Hi, Tuesday.
Hi, Cousin Evelyn.
Hello, Tuesday, dear.
You know, you look happier, Cousin Tuesday.
Oh, I am.
Oh, I'm glad for you.
What helped you to be happier, son?
Well, I found out that people think I'm special for what's inside me, not for my cape and all that.
Oh, I loved you, dear, before you ever had a cape.
And I did, too.
Now I can really hear that.
It's a good feeling, isn't it?
It surely is. When is Corny coming for his surprise birthday?
Oh, whenever we're ready.
Daniel and I are making something for him together. I'll see you later.
Oh, fine.
Okay. Bye, special cousin.
Oh. Now. It's a relief, isn't it? Yes.
I'm so glad he's feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think this sign should go?
Oh, right there should be fine, dear. Look very nice to me.
Oh, good.
Hi, Lady Evelyn.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Neighbor Queen Sarah. Evelyn. How are you?
Mr. Dear Maggie's in a meeting, but she will be here for the party. She asked me to bring these balloons.
They're certainly beautiful.
Aren't
Look
they,
at
though?
Them.
She said Corny had told her that's what he liked for birthdays. Balloons, singing, and hide and seek.
Assembled guests, I presume?
Correct,
as usual,
Uncle Friday.
Well, what an appropriate welcome for a king.
This is Mr. Peshley's birthday, dear.
Oh, yes, of course. And where is he?
Oh, we haven't called for him yet, Uncle Friday.
I suggest, then, that we get on with it.
Oh, yes. Here's a party hat for you, sire.
Oh, it won't cover my crown, will it?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, yes.
Oh, it looks great.
Very good. Yes.
Oh, it looks lovely. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fine.
And now we'll need the cake, of course.
Oh, I'll go get that.
It's in the BC room, dear.
Oh, of course. A Brocket cake? BC.
And should I fetch the birthday man?
You may do that. Yes, you may.
By the time
you bring him here, Mr. Aber, we should all be ready.
Terrific. Mm-hmm. Oh, one other thing.
Yes?
Do you all have your kazoos?
Yes,
I do.
We do.
Good.
I do not play the kazoo. I play the bass viol.
Very good.
Yes.
Well, I'll see you all in a bit.
You are excused, yes. Mm-hmm. You know that.
Corny, Mr. Cornflake especially. Is that you, Corny? Wait a minute, wait, Corny, what? What's this note all about? Memo from Cornflake especially to everyone regarding my birthday. Since nobody said happy birthday to me today, I guess nobody knows that it's my birthday. What? The factory is closed, and I'm going to play hide and seek. That's what I'm going to do, hide. Oh, Corny. If nobody finds me, I'll see you after my special day. Now what? I've got to find him. Are you sure you're not there, Corny? Corny? Corny, nobody forgot your birthday. We just didn't say it yet, that's all. Corny? Lady Elaine's his good friend. Maybe he's at the museum go-round.
Hi. How are you, Toots?
Well, I'm bewildered, Lady Elaine.
Bewildered? Not on Corny's birthday.
Yes, on Corny's birthday.
Come on, what's wrong?
Corny is hiding.
Hiding? Where in the world is he hiding?
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe you'd know.
No, I was just getting ready to go to the party.
Oh.
Incidentally, can you hold on a second?
Surely.
Can you help me put on this hat?
Oh, I'd love to. That's beautiful.
Thanks, yeah.
Okay, we'll put this there. Oh, that looks great.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, but, hey, wait a minute.
What do you mean?
How can we have a birthday party without the birthday person?
I don't know, but I'm going anyway. See you, Toots.
What? Now, where would I hide if I were playing hide and seek? I might hide behind the platypus mound. Hi, Corny, are not there. Then again, behind the wall would be a good place to hide. Hi, Corny. Not there either. Oh, maybe Daniel knows where he is.
Hello, Mr. Raber.
Oh, hi, Tuesday. I didn't expect to see you here.
Daniel and I are almost finished with our present for Mr. Pesley. We hope he'll like it.
Tuesday, nobody knows where Mr. Pesley is hiding.
He's hiding on his birthday?
Yes, and I can't find him.
I'll tell Daniel, and we'll meet you at the castle. Maybe our present will help.
Oh, I hope so.
What's taking you so long?
I can't find Corny.
What do you mean you can't find Corny? It's his birthday.
I know, but he's playing hide and seek. He didn't think anybody cared about his birthday.
Nobody cared. He should see all we've done. Let's call him.
Okay. Corny!
Corny! Cornflake especially!
Corny!
Corny!
Oh, Mr. Pesley!
Cornflake especially!
Corny, Corny, Corny!
Corny!
Where are the king and queen?
They're in the B for birthday room waiting for us to bring Corny.
Oh, Corny.
Tuesday told me that Mr. Pesley isn't here yet.
That's right, Daniel.
He thought we'd forgotten his birthday, so he hid himself.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a beautiful birthday cake.
Yes, and all his friends are in the birthday room waiting and ready.
But how can we have a party if we don't find the birthday person?
Maybe our present will help.
What is it?
It's that big card.
Yeah, this big card here.
Right.
Well, what do you do with it?
Well, you just open it up,
okay.
Read it out loud, and show it to anyone who may be hiding.
Right.
Happy birthday.
That's it.
Mr. Pesley, you are very special, and we love you. Daniel S. Tiger and Prince Tuesday.
That's beautiful.
Now, show it all around and see if the feeling that we put in it travels.
Yes.
Like this?
Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And be sure to show it over by the factory, too. That way.
I hope he feels it.
Oh, I do, too. You found me.
Is that you, Corny?
Is that you, Corny?
You found me.
May I take this off?
Sure. I want to see this something that I've been feeling. Yes.
Happy birthday,
Corny. Oh,
thanks. You mean you didn't forget? Wow. Look at these balloons and that beautiful cake.
And party hats.
And all your friends are waiting in the birthday room.
Yes.
Oh, well, why didn't anybody tell me?
It's a surprise.
Oh, but it was just in the last couple minutes that I really felt it.
Well, you must have felt Tuesday and Daniel's love.
Oh, you mean happy birthday, that says. Mr. Pesley, you are very special, and we love you. Daniel S. Tiger, Prince Tuesday. Oh, that's the best thing anybody ever told me.
And it's really true.
Oh, I thought it was going to be my worst birthday.
And?
I think it's my best. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Let's all go inside to the party.
Oh, okay. Let's go inside.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
you can imagine what that party will be like in the B room for birthday. Mm-hmm. They'll probably all be wearing some fancy hats and playing. Better feed the fish. Oh, my. When Cornflake especially heard from Daniel and the prince how special they thought he was and how much they loved him, he didn't want to hide anymore. I like to take care of you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I like to take care of you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I really do. Let's see who's here. Why, it's Mr. McFeely again. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery.
Oh, you haven't got kazoos this time, do you?
There are flutes.
Flutes?
Yes, and there's an old friend of yours sitting out on the porch.
Oh, let's see who it
Come
is.
Come right on out.
Eric Kloss.
Hi, Fred. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, just great.
I expected to see a saxophone in your hand.
No, well, these are flutes. I play some flute, too.
Oh, could I hear it? Well, this is a fancy one.
This is from the Orient, and it sounds like this. Kind of a pretty little melody there.
That's beautiful.
And
here's another one.
It's Mr. Flute Delivery.
Mr.
I like
Flute
that.
Delivery.
Want to hear that a second?
Yeah.
Now, this is made out of lighter wood, and it's from the Bahamas, and it's about the same length.
But
so,
you're blowing down with this one, and this one you
blew right in the end.
You blew across.
Right. Now, this one won't have quite as full a tone as the other one, but you can still hear the same pitches. But this flute does some things that the other one can't do. You know, different kind of birds.
That's lovely.
Here's another one with a different sound.
And this is what I like to call the owl flute. And whenever Candy and I are walking in our neighborhood, we have X's younger brother, Y, lives there.
Wow.
And Y sounds like this. He gets kind of a double note, kind of mournful effect.
It does sound mournful. Would you do it once more?
Sure. Picture yourself walking now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way that sounds.
Why, up in the tree.
That's right. Why's up in the tree.
I just wonder how people ever thought to blow into a piece of wood.
What I think happened was bamboo grew naturally in the Orient, and probably the wind blew across the tops of the reeds.
Mm-hmm.
So some inventive shepherd decided, well, why don't I just pluck one of these and put some holes into it and just see what it sounds like. So flutes actually come from all over the world, from ancient Egypt and Greece and China and Japan.
Oh, you play them so beautifully.
Thank you,
just
Fred.
Just imagine a little piece of wood, Mr. McFeely.
All that beautiful music.
Yeah,
yes, now I have one here that isn't a piece of wood.
Oh.
This is the fancy one.
What, it's so shiny.
And this is one that is played in classical ensembles as well as jazz groups. This is fun because this actually comes apart.
This is a metal flute, huh?
Yes. And
how did you do that?
Well, see, you just take your finger, put it in the end of this. And make that sound.
Right over that hole.
That's right. And then you just put this right in the end. I might add that the flutes that you saw before were given to me by different students that I've had. And everybody knows that I'm interested in different kinds of flutes. So I happen to get them for my birthday, just like Cornflakes have his birthday.
Well, anything that you can blow in, you can make music with.
Yeah, I even have something that's so small you can put in your pocket. And that's always fun.
Could I hear this one?
This one or the flute?
This flute.
Oh, of course. This is one of my favorite songs. I don't know how many times I played this for you over the years here in the neighborhood.
Well, that song is mighty beautiful because it makes me think that you come into this neighborhood.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It always is.
Speaking of deliveries here, we have another delivery to do. We're going on to the school, and it's about time to go, Eric.
Deliver some music.
Deliver some music. Thank you, Eric,
Thank you for coming. Always a pleasure.
Great to be with you.
Always. Here.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Mr. McFeely.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Everybody's special in this life. Everybody you meet has something special to give and receive. Just thinking about that gives me such a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You know, everybody has a birthday. At some day, yeah. And someday it'll be yours. Just know that I'm saying happy birthday to you. Be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Donut. Doink.